Novak. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests against strict anti-virus measures in China spread to Hong Kong on Monday, with crowds gathering at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and Central District to pay tribute to the victims of a fire in northwest China. There were references to Shanghai, where earlier protests took place as a tribute to the victims of the fire. Floral tributes were also placed in Central, where protesters gathered, held blank papers in front of their faces. An Iranian general has acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protests. It was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. The activist group says 451 protesters and 60 security forces have been killed since the start of the unrest, and that more than 18,000 people have been detained. Meanwhile, the third round of consultations for the peace process in the Democratic Republic of Congo, facilitated by the East Africa Regional Bloc, have begun in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, with a plan to discuss reforms that will facilitate disarmament of rebel groups.
To identify, firstly, the political process and institutional reforms necessary to create an environment conducive for the disarmament of armed groups at regional, national, and provincial level.
Former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was the facilitator of Monday talks. Leaders who attended a summit last week called for a ceasefire by rebel M23 group. This is VOA News. Somali forces on Monday stormed a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu, where Islamic extremists had been holed up for more than 18 hours after killing 8 civilians and trapping dozens in the building, officials said. A police spokesperson said all 6 extremists died during the operation at the hotel, and one member of the security forces was also killed. He said about 60 people who had been trapped in the hotel were freed and none of them were injured. Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab said Sunday its fighters attacked the hotel. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians to expect another brutal week of cold and darkness ahead, predicting more Russian attacks on infrastructure that would not cease until Moscow ran out of missiles. Russia has been carrying out massive missile bombardments on Ukraine's energy infrastructure roughly weekly since October, with each barrage having greater impact than the last as damage accumulates and frigid winter sets in. In an overnight address, Zelensky said he expected new attacks this week that could be bad as last week's, the worst yet, that left millions of people with no heat, water, or power. A gunman in the U.S. state of New York pleaded guilty today in the racist supermarket massacre earlier this year. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
This case is a poster child for swift justice.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn at a news conference carried by WKBW after the white gunman who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket last May pleaded guilty.
Justice has been done today. But while justice has been accomplished, nothing will ever bring back the 10 beautiful people who lost their lives on that day.
Attorney Ben Crump, who represents some of the victims' families on a very difficult day.
It was just gut-wrenching, and it made you angry all over again.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Hawaii's Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, began erupting on Sunday for the first time since 1984, ending its longest quiet period in recorded history. The night sky above Hawaii's largest island glowed bright as red. Hot lava sprang forth as the volcano's summit around 11:30 local time on Sunday. The lava is contained within the summit and does not threaten Hawaiians living downslope for now. The U.S. Geological Service said the service warned residents on Monday that volcanic gases and fine ash may drift their way. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.